Hello, Paul Plant.
Yeah, Paul?
Hello? Yes.
Hi, this is Gabe with Bank of Cardiff Underwriting. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing well. I'm working on your file here. I just had a quick question for you.
Yes.
So I submitted your file. We're waiting on an answer here currently. Is there a current balance with OnDeck as well as the New Era balance?
With OnDeck, I just had a line of credit. The maximum available on line of credit is $20,000, but I think that there's about 8 or 9 outstanding on it.
Okay. That was my main question there. So, did you do some previous funding with them in the past, and then they extended a $20,000?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Got you. Very
right. About a year
that.
Ago, I had about a $75,000 outstanding this time last year. That's long been paid off, but they just left that $20,000 line of credit out there in case I wanted to use it.
Okay, got you. And how often are you making those payments on that? Is it like a monthly thing?
I think those are weekly.
Okay.
But again, if you or anybody who I'm trying right now, want those paid, I can just pay all those off so that, you're the only working capital financier at that point in time.
Okay, yeah, you know what, I don't think the fact that it is a line of credit, I really don't think it's going to be an issue here that needs to be paid off.
Right.
I just, the credit department just inquired about it, so I just wanted to get some clarification on that. So, yeah it looks
there's
like
a weekly payment, I think, of
$817. Yeah, about $817.
Yeah,
looks like it's coming out weekly, absolutely. Okay,
yep.
Got you. Yeah, well, anyways, I'm still waiting on an answer here on your file. I just wanted to I'm glad to introduce myself again. My name is Gabe. I'm going to be working on your file from here on out. So,
okay, Gabe.
Yeah, that's the question I have. I'm sorry.
I'm out of town. As you know, I live in Tampa, but I'm up in Michigan now for a wedding this weekend, so I might be a little hard to get a hold of. But you can still try to call me, leave a message if you don't get me, and I'll be back in my office on Monday. Okay.
Okay. Great. Yeah. I caught your voicemail there in the office and heard that. I will reach out to you. You know, I would we might have an answer for you tomorrow. I think more realistically would be Monday when you're back in the office.
Right.
There is when we'd have something. An answer on your file.
Not,
so,
I don't know. I'm not like in a situation where I can't sleep at night because I'm out of money.
Right,
of
course.
We don't really have that issue right now, but the summertime is when it gets slower in our business. That's why we're just doing some pre-planning right now.
No,
okay?
Absolutely. Yeah, I completely understand there. I will reach out to you. Who's getting married?
It's my wife's cousin's daughter.
Oh, nice.
So, a little bit of remote, but it's really, up in northern Michigan where it's really beautiful. And we're going to have a good time. Yeah.
It's probably real nice this time of year, actually, up there. I can imagine.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like 70 and sunny tomorrow. So, anyways. It's a little hot in Florida this time of year, so it's a nice
Yeah, time. I hear you. Yeah, well, I just wanted to get in touch with you there and get some clarification. And, I would expect to have an answer for you Monday at the latest, and I'll reach out to you if we do have anything come up or any more questions for you, all right?
Okay, all right? Thank you.
Yeah, nice speaking with you, Paul. We'll be in touch.
Mm-hmm. Take care.
Mm-hmm. Take care, bye.